Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 449. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a great show today. Let me remind you, before we get started, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It really would. Also, just so you know, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you want to watch the show rather than just listen, you would go to ustreamtv.com. That's U, not Y-O-U, but just plain ustreamtv.com. Or you can wait till about next Tuesday or so and go to thereasonswesmile.com and watch the podcasts, okay? All right, so just want to kind of thank Reshma for being on our show last week. Reshma Suhekar, what an awesome young lady. And I want to remind everybody, if you'd still like to donate to her cause to help her with her education in this country, you might remember that Reshma was born to a lower caste family in India, and against all odds, she's made it to the United States to be able to get an education, which would not have been available to her in India. And so if you go to gofundme.com/Reshma, but it's spelled R-E-S-H-M-A, kind of like we would think Reshma, okay? And donate $5, $10, whatever you can do would be very, very much appreciated by both her and me, because I really want to help this young lady. Okay, so like I said, I think we have a great show today, and most of the audio was recorded on site, and so you're going to hear a little bit of a different sound to my voice and to the background, but let's go ahead and listen to what I recorded a couple weekends ago.
All right, well, as I mentioned, I believe last week that I would be doing this, I am at the Living Smart Workshop. It is a health and wellness and just community event. It's held at the New Birth Christian Ministries Church on Refugee Road. And today, what I'm going to be doing is free oral cancer screenings and also probably some clinical exams. So we're getting all set up for that. And what I want to do is I'm going to go around. I'm going to interview some of the other folks that are participating. So let's see. I know we have the American Red Cross Blood Mobile here. We actually have a couple mounted Columbus police officers, which is really cool, up on the horseback. I'll probably talk to them. And then we have the Ronald McDonald Mobile Healthcare Van, which is really cool. You might remember that we had them at our Dentistry from the Heart event, although I noticed it's a different van than they sent to ours, so I want to check that out. And we're going to see who we can talk to first. Okay, so now come upon the Columbus Fire Safety House. Is that what we call it, Matt?
Yes, that's called the Safe House.
Safe House, okay. And you're a firefighter?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I noticed that when you walk into this thing, well, first of all, how long is it? About 33 feet?
That's probably real close.
Real close? Okay. When you walk in, it looks like a house. You have a kitchen, you have a stove, you have the burners, microwave, you even have a fake fireplace here, and looks like a bedroom back there and a bathroom, right?
Yes, sir.
But then at the front you have what looks like stadium seating.
Yeah, we have some seating here for the small kids that we try to educate. We get pointers on fire safety in your homes, fire prevention, and then to top it off at the rear of our structure here, we have a bedroom. It simulates a bedroom, and we end up putting false smoke in here.
Is that just in the bedroom you do the smoke?
Yes, we do this. So this is like a scenario, like if they were happening to wake up in the middle of the night and their alarm's going off and their room would be filled with smoke, we tell them how you're supposed to get down on all fours and make your way to the right egress for their home, the best way to exit.
Okay, and so you do a little presentation at the beginning, and then what is it, one or two at a time, you come back and fill this room with smoke, or how do you do it?
It's not one or two, we can do groups of 20.
Put them in the bedroom and fill it with smoke?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what we do. We'll show you if you like.
Really? Okay, let's do that. I'm going to get my camera. Okay, so let me just put that back on. Okay, he's going to make sure it's ready. All right. So he's getting the smoke machine ready.
And it's not ready, Doctor.
Oh, it's not ready? Okay.
I have to wait for the green light to be on, and that's not on yet. So we just turn the machine on. It takes a little warm-up.
Okay, we'll wait. We can do that.
It'll be ready momentarily.
So how many deaths do you think you have been able to prevent, let's say, in a year by making sure children know what to do?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to predict. It's just one of the biggest things we push. I know me personally is our smoke detectors because over 90% of residential fire deaths are due to lack of smoke detectors or working smoke detectors. So that's what I try to push more than anything here.
So they're there, they're just not working. No batteries or...
They either don't have them or, yes, they're not working.
Okay. Now, when they see smoke, you tell children just get out of the house as fast as they can, right?
That is correct.
That's the one time they can leave the house without brushing their teeth, right?
That's exactly right. And don't come back in to get anything. That's what we're here for. Yep.
Okay, and don't go back in.
Don't go back in.
Including your pet.
Including your pet. We have the gear, and you just let us know what's going on in your home, and we'll do what we can do. We'll do our job.
Okay, awesome. So when the smoke machine is ready, he's going to fill the room with smoke. We'll see if I can get out in time, and we'll see if we can't get a picture of it. So if you're watching online at ustreamtv.com or on thereasonswesmile.com, you'll be able to see that.
This is totally mixed.
Okay, so the room is now filling with smoke. I did get some pictures. And I cannot really see much. I can only see my hand. I can't see very far in front. And so this would be scary to a little kid.
Yeah, some kids do get intimidated and don't want to do it or whatever. But
but I mean the real thing. I mean, it's better that they do it in here than the real thing.
Oh, I think that would scare anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so besides stop, dropping, and rolling, getting low, you also need to, you have to check the door handle of the room to make sure it's not too hot?
Exactly. We tell them to check the door, see if there's any heat, and if there's heat, then usually that there's fire behind that, and, you know, find another egress point, whether it be a window, what have you.
Right, and so people who have children sleeping on a second floor ought to have those, like, rope ladders or something in the room, right?
Yes, that's a very smart investment for second floor. If there is no, if there's not a porch right outside that, you know, where there's a roof to go out on,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be a very smart investment.
I know when my children were little, we always made sure there was one of those ladders in each room.
Yes, and they're not cheap, so, I mean, it's tough for some people to get those.
But if the fire happens right outside the bedroom door, that's their only exit.
Yes. So it's one investment that's a lot of money, and it's probably one of the few investments that you're going to say, gosh, spend a lot of money on this, and I've never used it. But that's going to be a good thing.
Right, right. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Doctor.
And thanks for all the good work you guys do.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
Now, if I can just find my camera or the way out. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, it does get you. I cannot see the door right now. This is... See, like at this, wow, okay, I could not see him, and he was literally just a few feet away from me. Wow, this is, and I can't see the stairs or anything yet. Oh, you have a fan to do that, okay.
Well,
maybe the generator's not on yet. See if you have your generator on.
All right, well, he finally found the outlet so he could plug in the fan, which would blow the smoke out of there so that I could see to get out. And it was, it just filled the room. It was just literally, you could not see your hand in front of your face. And it would be very scary, not only in the safe house, but in a real fire. So hopefully people have learned something from this. And if you're a child listening, make sure you stop, drop, and roll. Make sure you feel the door handle before you open it, because if it's hot, you probably don't want to open it, because that means there's fire on the other side. That would be when you would go out a window or something. Okay?
All right. So one of the people I came across at this Living Smart workshop is Megan. Books for Bedtime, right?
Yeah, Books for Bedtime.
And Megan has been on the show before, probably about a year ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you were just 13 then. Are you 14 now?
I'm 13 now. I just turned 13.
Okay. Are you almost 14?
I'm going to turn 14 in June next year.
Oh, okay. So you're like 13 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so Megan and I, we kind of have a connection because she was on my show and we learned about each other. I'm able to help find events that she can come to and give out these books. So you brought 1,000 books with you today, right?
Yeah.
And how many of those do you hope to give away today?
I hope to give away all 1,000.
Yeah, so if you don't, tell me what Books for Bedtime is for the people that don't know.
So Books for Bedtime is my nonprofit organization. And what we do is we go on to low-income schools, homeless shelters, food pantries, pretty much wherever there are children who are in the need of books, and we give books to them.
Okay. And so how about the library? What is the difference between getting your own book and getting one at the library? Is it the case where some of these kids, their parents don't have time to even take them to the library, or what?
Well, that definitely has a lot to do with it. I mean, most kids, a lot of their parents aren't able to get them there, and they're also worried about getting fines when not returning books. And with Books for Bedtime, they can have the books and keep them forever. They don't need to worry about returning them or anything.
That's probably the biggest one right there, huh?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Plus, they can put their name on it, and it's really theirs.
Yeah, having something you own is it's a wonderful thing.
So they can just pick whatever title they want, and they get to keep it. So this is a big event. It's going on for about 6 hours, and the work that you do is awesome. We think it's great. Thank you for doing what you do. And all the kids that you're helping, you probably won't even know just how much good you've done, because some of these kids will be inspired by either the story they've read in the book that they got from you, or just the whole notion of reading, and it'll open up their mind to new things, right?
Definitely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Isn't that awesome? She's only 13, and she already has her own charity. What a wonderful person and a wonderful story. And I know Mom is a big supporter of her and helps her in all kinds of ways, makes sure she gets to these events and so on. Obviously, she can't drive because she's only 13. Okay, it looks like it's time for us to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So soon you're going to have a chance to call in and win a free drink at Crimson Cup Coffee and a buy one, get one free burrito at Chipotle. Okay? But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, according to me, earlier in the show, when is it okay to run out of the house without brushing your teeth? Is it A, if you are running late for work? B, you didn't eat breakfast, so there's no need? Or C, your house or apartment is on fire? Okay, again, the winner's going to receive a free drink at Crimson Cup Coffee and a buy one, get one free burrito from Chipotle. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Cavicco and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Cavicco for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Cavicco, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Cavicco and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Cavicco and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Cavicco for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Cavicco, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Cavicco and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Cavicco for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Cavicco and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Cavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back, and during the break, my producer took the calls from four different people, and so let me just ask my producer, tell me, who is the winner of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day today? Who had the correct answer, which was C, it is okay to run out of the house without brushing your teeth during a fire?
Linda is the winner this morning, and she is in Grove City.
Okay, congratulations to our winner. I really appreciate your listening, first of all, and calling in, secondly. That's awesome. Okay, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Cavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode 449. And today what we're doing is we are bringing you interviews that I did at the Living Smart Workshop, which was held a couple weeks ago at the New Birth Christian Ministries Church on Refugee Road. And so let's go back to that. And just remember that there's some background noise, and it's because it was a live event. Okay.
All right, so I have Officer Shoopman. Officer Shoopman, he is a mounted police patrol.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, and you also have another gentleman, Officer Zaleski, with you?
That is Ron Zaleski.
Okay. And how often do you do the mounted patrol?
We're out full-time, 5 days a week, a couple days off, obviously. These horses out in the wintertime and summer.
Awesome. So what are the horses' names?
The one I'm on is Glory, and the one over there is Maddie.
Glory and Maddie. Okay, what kind of horses are these? Because they're huge.
Well, Glory, she's a Clydesdale Saddlebred Cross, and Maddie, she's a full Belgian.
Oh, wow. So they are like the Budweiser Clydesdales almost.
Yeah, a little bit. Just don't tell Maddie she's big.
Okay, and so you guys are out here kind of like as a community liaison, right? It's more that than it is crowd control, right?
Absolutely. We do both. We do a variety of functions with the horses, but this is probably our 90% of our job.
Okay, and where's the trailer?
Trailer's right behind us, a big four horse.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see it. Oh, I see it down there. Hey, buddy, what's this horse's name again? She's looking at me.
Glory.
Glory, okay. Hey, Glory. She doesn't want to talk. All right, so you guys going to be here all day, like till 4 o'clock or what?
Oh, we'll be here a couple hours. We have another function to go to today also.
Okay. Okay, full-time. So how many horses do you guys have in the mounted patrol?
We have 10 horses, and there's 6 officers and a sergeant.
So you take turns. There are some horses that get rest then each day?
Yeah, there's some in training right now, so two are going to be retired in the next year.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Officer Shoopman. Hey! She wanted to see if you could eat my microphone, I think, right?
They'll try anything like that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Nice to see you here.
Right, take care.
Oh, by the way, let me tell you, that humming you're hearing in the background, that is the generator or the generators of the various mobile vans that are here. So I have a generator running on my mobile studio, which we call the Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Okay, and then the Red Cross van has a generator running. The Ronald McDonald Nationwide Children's Hospital van, it has a generator running. So that's the hum you're hearing in the background. Okay, just thought you'd want to know that.
All right, so I came over to the Ronald McDonald Children's Hospital, Nationwide Children's Hospital healthcare van, and out front of that, working with them in some way, is a gentleman with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. So what's your name, please?
My name is William Booth.
William Booth. So tell me about this foundation and how you're related to the Ronald McDonald Children's Healthcare Van.
Okay, AIDS Healthcare Foundation has been in existence since the late 1900s.
Wow, really?
Yes, dealing with people who have HIV. That's originally as it started. It started as a hospice. Now we've grown to where we're in 34 different countries and 17 states in the United States.
All right, and what is it that you do?
We offer care to people who are HIV, whether HIV positive, whether they have money or not, or insurance or not. We're going to make sure they get medicine. Then we also assist with medications for other people who may have a problem with co-pays and this kind of thing. We have our own pharmacy, and we also have our own clinic.
So if somebody knows someone who has AIDS, should they look you guys up, or do they get referred to you through hospitals and doctors? How does this work?
Well, either any way possible. If we know someone has, I mean, even then the person themselves can refer themselves. If a doctor has someone who is and not in care, especially with a specialist, they can be referred to us.
Okay, 34 countries. In Columbus, how would someone reach you?
Okay, we have the health clinic itself. It's on Broad Street right in front of Mount Carmel Hospital.
Okay, that's on the west east side.
Right. And then the pharmacy is in the building that's out of the Closet Thrift Store, which is on High and Fifth Street.
Okay.
And the pharmacy is in there. Now, like if someone needs medication and have a problem with copays, all the doctor has to do is send the pharmacy a prescription. The people there at the pharmacy will get in touch with the patient if there's a problem and making sure they may be involved with the copay situation programs and stuff to help them so we can eat that copay for them.
Okay, and how do people find you? You have a website, a phone number?
Well, let's see, there is a website and the phone number for the pharmacy. Phone number for the pharmacy is 614-291-2670 and the clinic.
Okay. And while you're looking that up, do you have an office in Cleveland as well?
We have an office in Cleveland. They opened a clinic and the healthcare, and we also have in the pharmacy a wellness center. So let's say people want to get tested for HIV, syphilis, Hep C. We do that at the wellness center there at Out of the Closet.
Okay, because the show's on in Cleveland as well. So where is that one?
Okay, that one? Now you ask me. Okay. No, if they go to Cleveland AIDS Task Force.
Okay.
I know we bought a new building. AHF and Cleveland AIDS Task Force formed an affiliate.
Okay.
And they're in that location together.
Okay.
Going into a new building. And I can't forget, remember the street is that. But if they look up AIDS Task Force of Greater Cleveland, that's where the clinic and pharmacy is there.
All right, Mr. Booth, thank you. And then you were going to give me, what, the website?
Yeah, well, this is the AHF Foundation Columbus Clinic.
Okay, and it's?
That number is 614-223-1579.
Okay, and do we have the website or not?
We do have a website, AIDS Healthcare Foundation. It'll give you
.org? .org?
.org, yes,
okay.
.org. It'll give you all the locations we are in the world. It also, if somebody wants to find a location that's near them, they can do that. Even with the situation of medications, let's say they're not near a pharmacy, all we have to do is get an address. We'll even rent a mailbox to send the medicine to the people so that they can always get their medicine.
Wow, this is great news. This is great to know. So if you have HIV or you know someone who does, look up the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Right, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Booth.
All right, stay healthy.
I will. I will. All right.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Burned my glasses!
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 449. Thank you so much for joining me today. We've been bringing you interviews I did at the Living Smart Workshop held at the New Birth Christian Ministries Church a couple of weeks ago. And so let's continue.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kavitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko.
This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 449. Remember, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. And if you'd go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be great. And all episodes, all 448 previous episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com, complete with video. Now, we're going to go back to the interviews I did at the Living Smart Workshop. Now, we're going to go to
the Nationwide Children's Hospital mobile healthcare van. I came back over to see if I could interview the folks, and they're so busy with patients, they don't really have a chance to, they can't really do an interview. But that's a good thing. It means they're doing good things today, right? And
they're helping a lot of people.
I got a few pictures of the outside of the rig and the inside of the rig, and we'll put those up on thereasonswesmile.com. Awesome.
So I only have about a minute left, and so I just wanted to remind you that, you know, we do these events because it is so important that you keep your body healthy. Now, I believe that starts with the mouth because there is so much correlation to the health of your mouth, to the health of your body. But think about it, folks. You only get one body to travel through time in. This is the one you were given, like it or not. Whether you have diabetes or you have high blood pressure or you have high cholesterol or you have what you think are rotten teeth or you don't like your smile or whatever it is, if it's something you can correct, something that you can fix, then of course we can fix your smile and we can make you healthy orally, why not do it? I mean, you just want to have a happy, healthy, long life, right? And the best way to do it, and in my opinion, the only way to do it, is to take care of yourself, okay? And I want you to do that because I want you to be here next week and every week. You know how I always say at the end of the show? I care about all of you guys, all of my listeners. I care about you. And I want you to be here to hear the show. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.